Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. It is, I think, very difficult to talk about the war dead and the fallen without invoking valor, without invoking the words heroes. Why do I feel so comfortable about the word hero? I feel uncomfortable about the word hero because it seems to me that it is so rhetorically proximate to justifications for more war.
There is Chris Hayes, the man who made the comments over the weekend about veterans. And that's where we get started this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Here's John Howell along with his partner Amy Jacobson. They talk about the way we use the word hero and whether it ought to apply to all veterans.
You know, I've noticed from time to time we use the word hero here, and I try to use it appropriately. I think it's one of the most misused words in the English language because people just throw it out there. Mm-hmm. Well, he's a hero. And I know we've discussed the word hero in conjunction with Sully Sullenberger.
Well, I think he's a hero.
Okay, and he did a great job. He did a wonderful job, right?
Yeah, he saved lives. In my mind, now he's a hero. Okay. Because he saved people.
Okay.
Including himself.
And I pointed out that I think a true hero is somebody who takes themselves voluntarily from a place of safety into a place of peril, perhaps lethally perilous, and that's the description of hero. Somebody jumps into a situation on the street that they don't have to get involved in, or if you're a member of the military, I would say you're a hero, frankly, because you've taken yourself out of a relatively safe situation, no matter what neighborhood you grew up in, and you joined our military, which means at any time you could be laying your life on the line for the country.
Yes.
Now, to me, people in the military, whether they're working here in the States or up in the mountains of Afghanistan, they are, by definition, heroes.
All right.
Are you familiar with Chris Hayes?
Vaguely.
Kind of a smug guy that works on MSNBC.
Oh, yes.
Young guy, glasses. Mm-hmm. Fills in for Rachel Maddow, and then he has his own show on the weekend.
Yeah.
So on the eve of Memorial Day, which, let me just do the calculations, that would have been Sunday, They were discussing the military and what the military means to the United States and what sacrifices military members have made for us and continue to make for us. And then he started talking extemporaneously about the word hero and how using the word hero when talking about the military made him slightly uncomfortable. Here is the excerpt.
I think it's interesting because it is, I think, very difficult to talk about the war dead and the fallen without invoking valor, without invoking the words heroes. Why do I feel so comfortable about the word hero? I feel uncomfortable about the word hero because it seems to me that it is so rhetorically proximate to justifications for more war. And I don't want to obviously desecrate or disrespect the memory of anyone that's fallen, and obviously there are individual circumstances in which there is genuine and tremendous heroism of, you know, hail of gunfire and rescuing fellow soldiers and things like that, but it seems to me that we marshal this word in a way that is problematic, but maybe I'm wrong about that.
Well, it turned out he was wrong about that, especially on Memorial Day weekend. Wow. To say I'm uncomfortable with using the word hero because he thinks by using the word hero, and I guess I'm read into what he said, or I'm trying to, that it makes it easier for us to get involved in wars that are mistakes historically, or will become mistakes, or we should use the military more judiciously than just saying they're heroes and then go clean up any mess at any time, and we support them carte blanche because they're heroes.
Okay.
Well, there was a firestorm.
I'm sure there was.
There was a sense of real
outrage
over this. In fact, Ann Coulter tweeted, the military is completely comfortable with protecting Chris Hayes' menstrual cycle.
Good work, Ann.
Well,
good work.
After the firestorm, and again, I played a lot more of his comments than you heard at a lot of other places over the weekend, mm-hmm. just so you could hear him say, try to essentially go, well, I mean that they're all very, there's a lot of valor involved. I understand they're putting their lives on the line. I just think the word hero is shouldn't be used just a carte blanche for the military. I actually think it's appropriate. I think it's a appropriate use of the word hero when you're talking about people who take themselves out of a relatively safe situation, mm-hmm. join the military, and can at any time be asked to lay their life on the line.
More on the hero comment, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, and what seems to be a tempest in a teapot up next here.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, working down a sweat. I'm on a construction site with Jack.
Hey, how you doing?
It's another hot day, and as always, he's in work boots.
After sweating in these for 12 hours, man, my feet itch.
That's why I'm giving Jack Gold Bond Foot Powder. The Max Strength Cooling Menthol controls odor, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Wow, that's some serious cooling.
And how about those dogs? Drying comfortable?
Extremely. Thanks, Jimmy.
Think Gold Bond. This stuff works.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the call. I got the call to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
Chris Hayes worked over the weekend on MSNBC. You may have wished at this point that he took a couple of days off. Listen to this excerpt from radio host Dory Munson's program, talking about how some in the news media are trying to defend these comments.
For those we honor on Memorial Day, it's well-deserved. I mean, that is the ultimate sacrifice, those who have died in battle. Unless you're this punk at MSNBC named Chris Hayes, who was doing a Memorial Day, pre-Memorial Day show on Sunday, and he talked about how he's uncomfortable using a certain word to describe the men and women who have died in battle.
Thinking today and observing Memorial Day that will be happening tomorrow. I just talked with Lieutenant Colonel Steve Burke, who was a casualty officer with the Marines and had to tell people. And I think it's interesting because it is, I think, very difficult to talk about the war dead and the fallen without invoking valor, without invoking the words heroes. Why do I feel so comfortable about the word hero? I feel uncomfortable about the word hero because it seems to me that it is so rhetorically proximate to justifications for more war. And I don't want to obviously desecrate or disrespect the memory of anyone that's fallen, and obviously there are individual circumstances in which there is genuine and tremendous heroism of, you know, hail of gunfire and rescuing fellow soldiers and things like that. But it seems to me that we marshal this word in a way that is problematic, but maybe I'm wrong about that.
Maybe. This is the sure tip-off about Chris Hayes. Anybody who uses a phrase like rhetorically proximate is somebody who is unbelievably insecure and they want everyone to think that they are so smart, so they use nonsense phrases like that.
How long do you think it took him to look that up?
Rhetorically proximate?
He's like, how would Rachel Maddow say this?
Yeah, exactly. And then he's so nervous, too.
Right. At the start, you can tell that he was about to jump into the statement that he had prepared ahead of time.
Yeah.
And he was so uncomfortable doing it. He ends up saying comfortable twice.
Here's why I'm comfortable. Uncomfortable about the word hero. And then I will say, well, is everybody who serves a hero? And he said, what about a file clerk somewhere? That's not what Chris Hayes is talking about. He specifically says, I'm talking about the dead and the fallen. I mean, listen again to who he is specifically saying that he's uncomfortable referring to as a hero.
I think it's interesting because it is, I think, very difficult to talk about the war dead and the fallen.
Okay, right there. He's talking about the war dead and the fallen. He's not talking about a file clerk, as you know, some other people in the media have said in trying to defend this little weasel.
Soledad O'Brien talks to analysts Will Kane and Alicia Menendez about the Hayes comments.
Let's talk a little bit about what happened over the weekend with Chris Hayes. He's an MSNBC anchor. I like his show a lot, and I like him too, and he's now apologizing for saying that he was uncomfortable using the word hero to describe U.S. soldiers killed in action. Here's the original comment from his show on Sunday.
I feel uncomfortable about the word hero because it seems to me that it is so rhetorically proximate to justifications for more war. And I don't want to obviously desecrate or disrespect the memory of anyone that's fallen. And obviously there are individual circumstances in which there is genuine and tremendous heroism, you know, hail, gunfire, and rescuing fellow soldiers and things like that. But it seems to me that we marshal this word in a way that is problematic. But maybe I'm wrong about that.
Well, he might have been wrong about that because he had to apologize. A lot of backlash. He apologized and said this: I don't think I lived up to the standards of rigor, respect, and empathy for those affected by the issues we discuss that I've set for myself. I'm deeply sorry for that. As many have rightly pointed out, it's very easy for me, a TV host, to opine about the people who fight our wars, having never dodged a bullet or guarded a post or walked a mile in their boots. What I thought was interesting about this, and we were talking about it in the commercial break, I guess I find what I found sort of unsettling about it is that people can sort of decide and define what's a hero. Yeah, really. I mean, why do we think
Chris was doing it inside of that statement, inside of that clip that we just saw? In other words, he qualified one guy who something about in a hail of gunfire saves other soldiers as genuine heroism versus others that serve as not heroism. In the end, that's the problem. He subjectively, through some kind of faculty lounge conversation, defining what is heroism.
Which I'm not that black and white about that. I mean, I am that black and white about that. I think that if you risk your life in the service of your country, then you are implicitly a hero. I think his job is to ask difficult questions, and he posed a difficult question, even saying that he himself had some ambiguity around it. I don't think he was trying
to put the line in. Chris was trying to have a conversation about the word hero and how it's used with justifications for war, and then how that's used politically. I think that's what he was trying to do. The problem is, inside of that statement, he's imposing his own subjective determinations of heroism on the concept.
Right, and again, I'm going to say, write this down so because Will Keane and I are agreeing. I think that it's really inappropriate to just try to define the word hero.
Presidential race when we come back on The Countdown.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERAGANIX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The hot hits in talk radio, yep, that's what we overview here. This is a daily two-hour program, 3 hours on the weekend. We get into the 10 biggest items of the week. From CBS, Charlie Rose talks to the Wall Street Journal's Peggy Noonan about Donald Trump and whether or not he's hurting Mitt Romney's campaign.
This business about Donald Trump.
Yeah.
George Will over the weekend said, why is he doing this?
He had colorful words.
Yes, he did.
Professional ignoramus or something like that. My view is that the Romney campaign made a mistake. Here is the mistake. There was a certain freak show atmosphere to the Republican primaries in the past 6 months or so. Now that's kind of over. The show is over. Mr. Romney wins the nomination tonight. Texas will put him over the top. This is a good time for him to differentiate himself from the stranger aspects of the Republican race.
How does he do that?
Well, one way you don't do it, I think, is do a fundraiser with Donald Trump, who was part of the freak show aspects. So it's a little surprising that he did this. I suspect Mitt Romney was thinking in the old LBJ way. LBJ once said, cleaning up his language, it's much better to have people on the inside of the tent aiming out than the outside of the tent aiming in.
He was speaking of J. Edgar Hoover when he said that.
Well, was he ever?
But Ronald Reagan said, it's not what my opponent, my people who support me, is not about what they believe in, it's about what I believe.
Yeah, Reagan got into an interesting point in 1980 when the John Birch Society, a rather fringe group, came out in robust support of him. Now, that wasn't good for Reagan, and he was asked, reporters said right away, ha ha, these crazy people are supporting you, and he said, you know, they may be supporting me, but that doesn't mean I'm supporting them. And that was the end.
Talk host Chris Stigall talking to analyst Michael Bronstein and Jeff Rowe about the status of President Obama's campaign at the moment.
What's the status of President Obama's reelect at this moment?
At this moment, I think that people who are advising him are looking at the economy very closely. They're looking at what's going on in Europe, and they're looking at some things potentially down the road in the campaign that may not be in their hands. And those are the things that they're playing, they're anticipating happening. And as the administration sort of builds its argument on economic promises and success in foreign policy, the electorate is not really paying attention to those arguments right now. So there are a lot of things that are going on. The race seems to just have stalled, I think, on both sides, and we're sort of awaiting what the next period of debate's going to be.
Jeff, the Gallup, this is among veterans anyway. An incumbent president, writes Ed Morrissey at Hot Air, should have been miles ahead of his competition right now in a Gallup survey among veterans. Instead, Obama Obama finds himself stuck in the mid-40s. And the Bain Capital stuff, according to polling, not working either. And the fundraising isn't there. Is this a bad sign? Or is it, look, nobody wants to spike the football and get too overly confident here. But what does it say to you right now about Obama's status?
Well, there's an old saying in politics, when you win, you're a genius. When you lose, you're an idiot. And in 2008, hope and change, a simple unifying theme was the message. They were very clear and consistent, and they won, and so everybody in the Obama team became geniuses. Now, they don't have a message. They literally don't even have a theme. They rolled out a theme that they called Forward a few months ago that has really stalled and not really became very unifying, and they're likely to change that. They don't have a theme. They don't have a message. They don't have any bumper sticker slogan. If you re-elect Obama, what do you get? And that is because they are now the incumbent. And elections are about incumbents and the referendums on their policies and their production in office. And so now these guys look like a bunch of bumbling fools. They really, truly, at this stage of the game, after preparing to run for re-election for 3 years, literally don't have a message to run on.
800-510-8255. I bet you'd like to know what happened in the big primary in Texas yesterday. 800-510-8255 when the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Donald Myers, Company D, 23rd Regiment, 2nd Infantry Division, U.S. Army.
The 1st of February, 2nd of February, moved north into Chicoutimi. That's where we stopped the Chinese Army. The furthest out the Chinese got was at Chicoutimi. The 5 divisions had a regiment surrounded there for 3 days. And that's broke the back of the Chinese Army. That was the furthest they got. You know, it was three nights of steady, constant fire and shooting. Usually stop during the daytime and pull back and rest, but at Chicoutimi they didn't. They just kept on charging during the daytime and nighttime too. This is in February of 51. The reason I know, I turned 19 years old in my foxhole the fourth day of February at Chicoutimi.
See more hero stories at koreanwar.defense.gov.
The rest of the economy. CSX trains are the most cost-efficient way to move goods to market. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
Gear up for summer at Sports Authority. You'll find amazing savings on everything you need to make the great outdoors even greater. And when you join the league, our new rewards program, you'll earn 5% back on your purchases. That's 5% back on grills, tents, boats, bikes, plus summertime styles from brands you love, like Adidas, The North Face, and Nike. Save big and officially start your summer at Sports Authority. All things sporting good. Exclusions may apply. See store for details.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food costs in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best or less guaranteed.
Around the world on the internet at DougStephan.com. This is the continuation of another hour of conversation about what's going on in the news that is talked about on so-called news talk radio stations. I'm Doug Stephan. Mitt Romney clinched the Republican nomination, winning the Texas primary. 69% of the Republican vote went to him. Second on the list was Texas Congressman Ron Paul. He got 12%. Rick Santorum and Newt Gingrich, who were still on the ballot, received 8% and 4% respectively. Romney talked to his supporters about what he plans to do.
I happen to believe that we're just at the doorway. If we take the right course here, if we turn away from this path towards Europe, if we instead turn back to the principles that made us who we are, you're going to see a resurgence in the American economy that's going to surprise the world and put Americans to work in ways that will give us confidence in our future. I'm going to do different things than President Obama. Instead of having Obamacare, I'm going to get rid of Obamacare. Instead of saying no to energy, I'm going to say yes to our energy resources. Instead of trillion-dollar deficits that scare the dickens out of our future, I'm going to make sure that we have a finally get America on track to a balanced budget. That's the only moral thing we can do. I'm going to do our best to get our taxes down for all our people so we can put people to work. And regulators are going to see their job not just as cracking down on the bad guys. And that's important. You have to have regulations. You have to have laws for the economy to work. But you also have to have the people in government see workers and small business people and entrepreneurs as their friends, as people, as their allies. Look, we are not the enemy of government. We're the customer of government. They ought to start treating us like customers because the customer knows best, and I will understand that if I'm at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
So Mitt Romney, working through the crowd, says he's honored and humbled to become the Republican Party's presidential nominee, expressing confidence in his chances of winning the White House. The governor... is on the stump, making lots of statements. Not that there's not any new material here. It's just, okay, I'm ready to keep moving. Are you ready to follow me? 800-510-8255 is the number to call in. If you'd like to send me an email, it's doug@dougstefan.com. Following us on Facebook and Twitter is pretty easy to do as well. Just check out the listen box at dougstefan.com. Here's Sean Hannity talks to Texas Governor Perry about the win in Texas.
The battle is over after nearly 14 months of campaigning. Mitt Romney has clinched the Republican presidential nomination by winning the Texas primary. Now, Romney has now reached the 1,144 delegate threshold that is needed to officially win the nomination, which means that we can now look directly ahead to the November general election.
Congratulations to Governor Romney. It was a overwhelming victory, obviously, for him here. And Anita and I want to say to he and Han, congratulations, and quite appropriate that the state with the best economy in the country would be the one to nominate the president, our nominee for president, who is going to carry a message about job creation to this country. So wasn't lost on us in Texas that place that gets it about job creation nominated a man who's going to really work hard to take that message of job creation all across this country. And it ought to be no contest when you look at these two people's record.
It sounds like you're at a quiet cocktail party there. Well, what is that behind you, Governor?
It's a small meeting here in Georgetown, the home of Southwest University, the oldest college in the state of Texas. So not to be confused with Georgetown up in your part of the world.
There's been talk of a unity tour with all of the candidates going out there together. Because, I mean, it was a pretty heated primary. I mean, you got in the battle. It was heated with you, heated with Newt, heated with Santorum. Obviously, everybody said from the beginning
it was a great contest.
What's that?
It was a great contest. I mean, it was the type of competition that you want to see, where ideas were put out there, and you know, some of the ideas that we laid out are still being talked about. Whether it deals with the war on religion, whether it deals with the budget that we laid out. I mean, all of those were great ideas, and I think our nominee, Governor Romney, is a stronger candidate now because of going through that process. And I can promise you, let me speak for myself, and I think the bulk of our contestants will be helping Mitt every inch of the way. I can promise you I will be.
Has there been any talk that you know of a unity tour of some kind where all of the GOP nominees out together, showing unity, maybe telling the country that whatever ads that Obama runs and what we said during the primary isn't going to matter? Have you heard any talk of that?
I haven't, but it sounds like a great idea. I'll be the first to sign up for it.
All right, so there's Rick Perry from Texas talking about where Mitt Romney is at the moment. Well, actually, Romney spent the night last night in Las Vegas. He's stepping up to the plate as the number one competitor. And this is a pretty interesting number. 1,144 secures the nomination. He wasn't in Texas. He was at a ceremony in Las Vegas with Donald Trump, who used the occasion to renew his question about President Obama's birth certificate. Trump has donated $2,500 to Romney's presidential campaign, according to the Federal Election Commission records, and has insisted that we go back to figure out where President Obama was born. That seems a little passé now, doesn't it, to you? It seems like it's we got a negative, and you'd wonder why, as many in the news media are asking, why is this continuing, this question about where he was born? Aren't there more serious issues? That is where we probably, most of us, would like to see the time and attention, right? On what can you do, Mr. Presidential Candidate, whether it be Mr. Obama or Mr. Romney, what are you going to do? What can you do? No promises. Give us the facts. 800-510-8255. Here's Rachel Maddow talking to political commentator John Harwood about Mitt Romney's fundraiser with Donald Trump.
There were no cameras at the, there's no tape of Mitt Romney and Donald Trump together at this fundraiser tonight. Do we know anything about whether or not Mr. Romney commented on the birth certificate thing at the event?
Well, we know that this evening Mitt Romney has joked about the birthplace requirement in the Constitution, the age requirement, by in the service of saying, well, I think there ought to be a business experience requirement. And what that tells me, the fact that he's willing to joke about that, the fact that he released his birth certificate today, though the campaign says that was in response to a reporter's question from last week, released yesterday, tells me that they're not scared about the backlash here and that they have decided to adopt a posture of, we're not going to knuckle under to Rachel and to MSNBC and to other people who might be associated with the left of the Obama campaign who want us to apologize and run away from Donald Trump. And so I think that appears to be a calculation that they've made. And I have to say, there, in one sense, I think it may be justified. Donald Trump is such a well-known clown on his own, right? People don't take him seriously. For reasons that preceded Mitt Romney, that had to do with Donald Trump's persona and what he did when he was exploring a race for the nomination. But I think it's possible that voters out there who might be casually absorbing this aren't really going to associate it so much with Romney as with Trump himself.
Do they see that they are mainstreaming both him and his one stated political view by doing this?
I think they, to some degree, they are generating blowback for themselves. But I think the universe in which that blowback associated with the mainstreaming that you mentioned is fairly small and may not be determinative in the places that they most care about and with the voters they most want to animate.
In Republican circles and in the Romney campaign, and the way that, I guess, Beltway politicos talk about what happened in 2008, is it now becoming the sort of retroactive history of a retrospective history, I should say, of the McCain campaign, that he would have done better against Obama and Biden had he gone there more with the Muslim stuff, with the birther stuff, with this conspiracy theory stuff that Romney seems more comfortable with now?
There would appear to be some consultants who make that argument. I think they're wrong. I think John McCain had a very bad hand in 2008, and that hand might have been worse had he gone to Jeremiah Wright and gone to the birther stuff. And the one other thing I would say, Rachel, is in terms of the mainstreaming of this, I'm not sure that Donald Trump has the capacity to mainstream anything. Because, as I mentioned, the guy's a clown.
All right. So attacks on Donald Trump from that side, maybe that'll work for Obama. Do you think it does if you're an Obama fan? Or is it time to move on to some substance? That'd be kind of cool, wouldn't it? Let's have some substance in the campaign. Speaking of substance, the New York Times reports that the president has a secret kill list, an updated chart showing the world's most wanted terrorists, all targeted for assassination with drones. What do you think about the secret kill list? Is this appropriate? Are you surprised President Obama has this chart? Is this new? What do you know about the secret kill list and who's on it? We'll talk about that because it's an issue to talk about, a rather interesting one at that. That's up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 16 minutes for the hour.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes. even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberen eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-890-6408. That's 1-800-890-6408. 1-800-890-6408.
I'm Colonel Dave Clark, Executive Director of the Defense Department's 60th Anniversary of the Korean War Commemoration Committee. On Korean War Armistice Day, July 27th at 9 a.m., we are inviting Korean War veterans, their families and friends, to visit the Arlington National Cemetery Amphitheater for a wreath-laying ceremony and commemorative event. It's open to the public and will feature senior representatives from across the Department of Defense and the United States government. For more information, visit koreanwar.defense.gov.
One thing I've learned on my journey to help save people money on car insurance is that folks across the country like convenience. And what could be more convenient than visiting Geico.com? We can manage your policy, pay your bill online, just about anything you need. And it's open 24/7. It's kind of like popping into the ultimate convenience store. Except we save people money. And we don't have beef jerky.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Today's Gold Bond rescue mission, itching for a birdie. I'm on the 10th green with Sam.
Hey.
And right now, he's sweating a tricky downhill putt from 9 feet out.
That's tricky because I'm all sticky and itchy.
That's why I'm giving Sam the powder with the power, Gold Bond Body Powder. The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Now if I miss, it's all on me.
Relax. Gold Bond keeps you cool under pressure.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank Gold Bond. It's the
worst. All right, let's get back to the issues of the day on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, the kill list. We're talking about a list that has been put together by all the intelligence agencies, 15 Al-Qaeda suspects in Yemen with Western ties. There is a book that looks like a high school yearbook, apparently, with mugshots of a lot of these people. A couple of them are Americans. A couple are teenagers. There's a girl who's 17 that's on this list. The counterterrorism meeting that happens every single week with a couple of dozen security officials in the White House, the study on who's on the list, and the, I guess, going back to the history of the Christmas Day potential for a bomb on that Delta plane, Obama figured this would be the end of his presidency if he didn't do something about it, so we better get down to the theoretical question. How do we find these people, and how do we eliminate them? The so-called secret kill list, either killing or capturing these people. Is it a theory? Is it part of the fight? Is it part of American values? Are you introduced to this for the first time, this conversation? Did you know what was going on? As an American, do you think this is moral and legal to do? 800-510-8255. Here's a liberal law professor, Mr. Obama, who campaigned against the war in Iraq, campaigned against torture, and then approving all of these names on the kill list. So is this counterintuitive? Is this productive? Fred in Virginia, this a good idea or not?
I think it's a very good idea. If we have thought about this, wouldn't have sent our sons and daughters in harm with. You know, first of all, you don't know your enemy. You don't know who you're fighting with. It's not like a country where you go in and fight a country. You're fighting a nameless militant. I mean, you don't know who they are. You know, you can be talking to somebody tomorrow, and the next minute you know they're killing you. So take for tat. And that's what we should have done a long time ago. We wouldn't be in this situation, all these millions, and here we are, you know, jobless and all those kind of stuff came from this war.
800-510-8255. The essence here is, I'm thinking that we're going to go down this path, so let's just make it direct. How do you feel about the president's counterterrorism record? Do you think it's because of him? Is it because of the counterintelligence system that we have? Is it the TSA? Is it the CIA? Is it the FBI? Local police? Law enforcement? Why haven't we had any direct hits in the United States from terrorists? What's the story? 800-510-8255. 800-259-8255. Who deserves the credit for all of that? And in the election time, you don't think these people are going to try to take the credit. You're kidding yourself. 800-510-TALK as we continue talking about the secret kill list here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And the action focused here conversationally on the secret kill list, a regularly updated chart showing the world's most wanted terrorists. The president is the final moral calculator in the capture or kill debate. Despite his liberal background, Obama has taken an aggressive approach. It seems, if you're interested, you can check out the article that appears in the New York Times with the explanation about the current and former advisors to Obama, describing his evolution since taking on the role of president. It's interesting this would come out right now, right? 800-510-8255. Dean's in Mississippi with a thought on the list. Go ahead, Dean. You're live on the countdown.
Thank you.
Sure.
The only thought that comes to my mind is it doesn't surprise me that there may be a list out like that. It sounds, for national security purposes, knowing who your enemies are and taking care of them. It does surprise me that Obama is looking at that, and as far as morals go, I have a problem with it morally. Is that the right thing to do or not? But standing from a national security point of view, I can understand that.
All right.
On another note, I'd rather see them secure the borders. That seems like a form.
It's politically not as charged up as this kill list. We're going to get all the bad guys this way, according to them. This is pure politics, 100%. 800-510-8255. John in Pennsylvania, not so fast.
Yeah, I think it's okay to run this program as long as every other country in the world can do the same thing. It's ridiculous. It's unconstitutional. The ACLU has a lawsuit against the NDAA right now where that's included, the Defense Authorization Act. And it's bizarre. I can't believe people are accepting this. He's already killed three American citizens, and no one has said much at all except the progressives. He's like Bush on steroids in some cases. He's just smarter than Bush and a lot more charming.
That's an interesting way of looking at it. All right, sir. Thank you. 800-510-8255. All military age males who are involved in these sorts of things are eligible for consideration for that secret kill list. So what about it? And the personal involvement of Obama in the operation of this? It's kind of like I said, I use the analogy of a high school yearbook. It's more like baseball cards as I see them. There's a card of this guy. We're going to get him and another card. Timothy in Virginia, go ahead.
A president of a great country has to do what he has to do in order to protect the country. And these people have been identified by reliable sources as people who are threats to the country. You want to wait till they blow up an airplane or destroy a city before we do something? You know, Republicans and these other people who have been doubting the president's ability to lead the country in a forthright manner to stop and take notice that you have a great president, a man who believes in protecting the country, and he'll do whatever he has to do in order to do that.
Is he responsible for the United States, at least the idea, the United States is in the position of being the policeman of the world? Is he the determinator? Remember, Bush was the decider. So it's Barack Obama, the determinator. Here's Roseanne in California.
I just want to say that I think it's not only ridiculous, I think it's pretty horrible. And but there's no way I will vote for Obama again simply because of what he's doing right this minute. I can't really believe it, but I actually agree with Dick Cheney that the president owes Bush an apology, that all of his rhetoric campaigning in 2008 was just talk. I imagine only an Obama bot could find an excuse for him, and I actually don't even believe that he really is an expert in constitutional law. I've never been so disappointed in my life in a president with what he, the way he's doing, or in his foreign policy and doing this in my name. We don't even know who he's killing.
What about the drones being used everywhere, including here in our country? That's another part of the debate. Here's Phil in Florida, pretty outraged about this.
I'm just outraged over this, and I'm more upset with the American people. My God, we're sanctioning these guys to be judge, jury, and executioner. You know, these are, you know, these are the guys that made the case for weapons of mass destruction. I mean, you know, now with the National Defense Authorization Act that Obama signed on New Year's Eve, you know, they can say any American on U.S. soil can be deemed a terror suspect, and these guys will say, you know, take our word for it, and it's okay to kill them.
I think maybe there are a lot of questions that need to be answered here, and you've started well. We're out of time, though. Talk Radio Countdown Show, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Michael Fortier. I'm Doug Steffen on the Countdown at 59 past the hour.